Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting and all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, Old School on a Monday. Just to let you know, we'll have Ani Evans from the volleyball team at about 5:15. Stay tuned. We'll still have Jay Foreman. Probably push him back to 5:30. Get through. And then at 6 o'clock, Nicole Griffin will come in, and she will take us from 6 to 8. Amazing. Going to roll through. Again, appreciate you guys for joining us, for adding to the conversation. Sauter Heyman text line. And the Honda Lincoln hotline for the calls and texts. Greatly appreciate it. You can jump on the video stream, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and you can see what's going on in studio. And, if again, a simple reminder of good things to come. The hats are on the way. The hats are on the way. They're coming. They're coming. We'll make sure how this all gets done in order. Had a lot of folks that loved the pullover Saturday night. Smoker, going to have more of that. We'll have different ones for different folks, but we'll see how that goes. From the text line, I'm going to get to deeply into this before we get in into some volleyball talk. But it said, at least the basketball fan says, at least 7 wins in the non-conference. Yeah, I think 7 wins in non-con, and then I think 500 basketball has to be the push, because if you're doing the small things right in the Big Ten, if this group is doing the small things right in the Big Ten, they're gonna play 500 basketball at a minimum. Just having depth, and again, a lot of that'll be chemistry and moving body parts around, getting the right players on the court at the right time, and then making sure that you stay healthy. Stay healthy. We're still, still dealing with some stuff. So, you got to deal with it along the way. Ted says 7 conference wins should be an expectation this year. I think, again, 7 wins, I think more than that within the conference. I think it's time for them, in the coaching phrase, it's time for us to get back. I'm not trying to get even with teams that took advantage of this program the last 2 years. I'm talking about getting back. Getting back. I think the idea of this team loading up, and again, this is, you'll get to see them Wednesday night, and Peru State's not going to beat them. That's not what it's about. But from a local standpoint and a curiosity standpoint, they've got a ton of folks who are from Omaha, from Lincoln. So you'll get to watch some folks. That there'll be some family and friends in the space you'll be familiar with. You'll recognize some of the names, folks who played in state tournaments here. Guys that had some success in Lincoln Public School. We'll go through some of the numbers. And I thought, I was actually surprised at the number of local players. Skylar Wilson, who averaged 10 points a game, he's from Omaha. Let's see, who else? Tavion Anderson, DJ Fields from Omaha. Henry Tanksley is from Lincoln. Isaac Simpson is from Papillion. Blake Peterson is from Columbus. Hey, you've got some local flavor coming into the building. Local flavor. They shoot the three at high number, high volume. But this isn't about them. I'll read to you some of the notes that were provided. He played their head coach, Bob Ludwig, coached. I played collegiately here at Nebraska Wesleyan. He's guided Peru State to a pair of NAIA national tournament appearances in his first 2 years at school. This is year six for him. Peru State returns 10 players, including their top three scorers. So Tanksley is the top leading scorer. He averaged 17.5 points and 5 rebounds a game last year. Ty Griggs averaged 10-8 in 23 contests. Shot nearly 40% from three-point range. Skylar Wilson averaged 10-7 in 19 games. Isaac Simpson led them with 31 three-pointers and shot 41% beyond the arc. Wow. And then Nick, do you know the name Dadok Chan? Apparently he was on the Huskers 2018-2019 roster, but did not play a game before leaving the team. So, we will find there is lots of local flavor, local attention. They're not big. Their tallest player is 6'8". From the text line. Any other time, it's Go Big Red. But for this one, once a Bobcat, always a Bobcat. Go Cats. And they're having a prep rally at Embassy Suites before the game Wednesday. It's like 4 o'clock. And I kind of felt weird because I was like, okay. I know most schools that play against Nebraska have a press, you know, they have a little pep rally. But what's the natural reaction and response to that, Nick? You're like, do you go by there? Do you chant Go Big Red?
Rally?
Yeah. Like, do you bother them or do you just let them be?
I'm not a big confrontational person, so I just kind of let them be. Let them do their thing.
Okay.
Now, I will say, if it was a bigger name school and it's like a rivalry, there's that competitive spirit
Don't give them bulletin board information. Like, they're like local Nebraska reporter says that, well, it's not like it's a big name school. It's not.
I was looking at the roster. One of the guys on there, guy that scored over 1,000 points at Southeast last year is Jonte Hogan. He's a freshman there on Peru State there. So that'll be interesting to see if he sees the floor on Wednesday. But Jonte Hogan.
I'm looking at, and then so I watched, again, I'm a weirdo, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a weirdo.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a weirdo that they're going to play, mm-hmm. I need to do a film dive. Like, go ahead and dive in and go back and see what they run. And then two, where they get their shots from, right? Which is important. Which guys are willing to take those spots? Now, again, the first thing you notice about them is that they're not very big, right? They're not very big. But they can space and shoot. Their perimeter guys is generally a half step quicker than the guys they were playing with. But again, they're not playing at that level. And the guys that they're going to face Wednesday night are taller, longer, quicker, right? Yeah. So some of those corner shots, they'll pump fake and penetrate off the wing, which is really, you can tell a well-coached team. Like, they understand spacing. They understand it. There are rules to playing the game. If I catch it in the corner and I'm prepped to shoot and I pump fake and you come out and leave your feet, I'm going to pump fake and go by you and get into space. And then I know where my helpers are, because if I attack the next defender, there's another shooter that's open because that guy's in front of me. Well, they run it, and they run it strong. Now, I don't think that they will have the best shooters on the floor. They won't have the best rebounders on the floor. We understand what this is, right? We understand what they're doing. But this is about the Huskers and watching them in their rotations and their performance.
Let me ask you this. After Wednesday, because obviously Fred even admitted today that he doesn't know who he's going to put out there right off the bat.
Yeah.
And that's okay. After Wednesday, are we able to guess a player that Husker fans are really going to be excited about on Wednesday?
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting in all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Well, there's going to be a lot to be excited about, in the sense that you're going to see a roster that looks better. Mm-hmm. Right? It looks like a Big Ten team.
Which is something that has not been the case.
Like, they will fill out the uniforms.
Yeah.
Right? You'll go, okay. They look like real power basketball players. Mm-hmm. And then you will see them do Power Five things. I would imagine that there are going to be more dunks Wednesday night than have been at PBA in at least the 3 years that I've been around. This is easily the most athletic team that I've seen in the time that I've been here. Texas says, "Leave my Bobcats alone." You know there's current Nebraska football coach that was the head football coach of Peru State once. Look, we're not mad at Peru State. I'm just saying that you guys are having a pep rally near the arena. And I didn't know whether I should expect, you know, tussles and such.
Just all the way, all the way outside of Embassy Suites.
I just, you know, it's like, I've seen Husker fans engage, and I just wasn't sure.
Yeah. To answer Tyler and Phoenix's question, it'll be on BTN Plus.
Okay.
Just another reason to get BTN Plus.
I just wanted to be sure. I know that Nebraska fans are Nebraska nice. Mm-hmm. But even for an exhibition, especially when there's so much high expectation and high energy, you get all that information in place. So we'll figure it out as we go. Just I want to see how you guys behave on Wednesday.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate. Plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.